Continues the Gemara Daf Nun Amid Beis. We'll start again from Daf Nun Amid Aleph, two lines from the bottom. The Gemara says, "V'mayu kim to lahad shoyik Reb Shimon." We're saying that the Brisa that says that you're allowed to use neser and choil in order to clean one's silver, and it's not considered mamachik like gar tikkun, because gar tikkun is a psik resh, and even according to Reb Shimon, it's also that's mamachik. Mashen keneser and choil is muta to polish one's silver with, because it's not a psik resh. It says dovish and miskaven. So b'mayu kim to lahad shoyik Reb Shimon. So aim a sefer. It says in the sefer of that Brisa, avol lo yochuv behem. Sairoi. It says you're not allowed to use the Nes and Choyl to be Choyfev the Sar. Now, according to Reb Shimon, V'i Reb Shimon, Mishri Koshari, you tell me it's also to, you're not allowed to rub your hair with this Nes and Choyl. According to Reb Shimon, it should be Mutter. The Tanan, like we learned in the Mishnah in Nozir, Daf Nun Amud Beis, Nozir, Choyfev, Umefasfes. A Nozir, whatever we can't do in Shabbos, a Nozir can't do in a weekday. It can be one of the things that a Nozir can't do is Galul Pera. He has to cast. Can't cut his hair. So you can't remove any hair. So Nozir is allowed to be choyfev, he's allowed to use the nes and choyl in his hair. Umefasfes, he's allowed to, with his hand, separate his hair. Avaloi sorek, he can't use a brush. That he can't do. But he's allowed to be Nozir, Nozir is allowed to be choyfev umefasfes. So we see Dovashen Miskaven is muta. So why are we saying that the Braisa that says that Nes and Chol is allowed to be used on silver is Kung Tab Shimon because Dovashen Miskaven is Mutter, but that same Braisa says in the Sefer Yochabem Sairo, you can't use it in his hair. Well, according to Tab Shimon, you're allowed to use it in your hair. Where? By a Nozir. And whatever applies by Nozir in the weekday applies by us in Shabbos. So Nozir is Choy from a fast face. So why do we say that Lo Yochuf, why can't you use Nes and Chol in the hair? Now, the reason why Serik you can, Dr. Ashi, Serik bim Misrik, Devada Meshir. Serik bim Misrik is a psik resha. That's for sure going to remove hair. And Reb Shimon agrees by psik resha that Avada it's also. Toysa says, Avaloi Serik hosa mefarish taimim b'shum de lahashoras nimin amaduldolois miskaven. The reason why it says in Gemara Nozir, why he can't be Serik in Nozir, is because he's intending to remove hairs that are loose. So it's a whole different word. When is Reb Shimon matir? Dovash Hainim is kavin. But if you mechavin to remove hairs, even Reb Shimon agrees it's osir. So we have Machlokes Rashi Toysis. Rashi says the reason why Sarik is osir, because it's a psik reisha. And Toys says, Hosam mefarish, because you mechavin to remove Tsoris hamadudolois. And that's also according to Reb Shimon, you mechavin. So the question is, according to Rashi, what's he saying it's psik reisha? The Gemara says the reason is because you mechavin. Why is he saying different what the Gemara says? So the Ritva Taka says, the big yisoid, he says, psik reisha, what's the taichem psik reisha? Why is it psik reisha of Shimon Moida? The Avashen Mitzkavan is muta. Psik reisha is also why? Because every psik reisha blibes, it remains as if you're mechavan. The psik reisha, because psik reisha of Aliyomus, it's like you are mechavan. So Melad stims with the Gemara. The Gemara says, hosam mefarish, because in time, because you're mechavan to remove the soris amadudolois, that's what it means, are they psik reisha? Psik reisha means you're mechavan. So Melad, it's hainu ach, it's taken out of machloikas. Now the truth is, there's a chkirin d'achroinim, Rav Chonon and Shmuel Rozovsky, what's the word in psik reisha that Reb Shimon is moida? Is the pshat is that psik reisha blibes a mechavan? So then it would be very good over here, like the Ritva is saying, that it's a psik reisha and it that stems with the Gemara and Nozir that you mechavan, and that's why tzarik is chayiv. Is psik reisha blibes a mechavan, even if you're not mechavan? Or no, lo'olam psik reisha is not a mechavan. But the reason why you chayiv is because you're mechavan on the maisa. The mice of chopping off the head, you're mechavan on. But a tzitzah, you're talking about mechavan on. But since you're mechavan on the mice, you chive automatically on the tzitzah that the animal's going to die. So mele, because it came about through the mice. That's the word of psik reisha. Meaning, the chayim clear, what's the word psik reisha of Shimon is moida? Is because every psik reisha blives mechavan? Or psik reisha, you're chive on the tzitzah because you're mechavan on the mice? So here would imply that the vart in psik reisha is that it blibes a mechavan. Not that it's lo'olam, it's not a mechavan, just you chayv on the tetzor of the maisa. No, it blibes a mechavan. That's what Ritva says. The vade maisa sar, that's the mechavan, what the Gemara says over there, that the lahasoras nimen amadudol is miskavan. Sok the Gemara elo hova hogab Yehuda. Both braises, the one that implies that Nes and Chol is allowed to use and polish silver with, and the one that says you can't, both according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Dovashen Miskaven is also. V'trei Tanoi Alibid Rabbi Yehuda. And it's a Machloek Tanoi according to Rabbi Yehuda. Hai Tanoi Alibid Rabbi Yehuda Sovak Gorir. One Tanoi according to Rabbi Yehuda holds that it it's memachek the silver. V'haytan alib d'abiru sova loy gorer. That choyl is not gorer. It's not memachek. So it's machloek is in the metzias. Is it gorer or not? Zog Rashi that it's not gorer v'klal. Zog Rashi umando osa sova zimrin the gorer v'abiru omar dovash and miskamen osar umando shoyi sova loy gorer klal. It's like it seems to say it's machloek is in metzias. We're not noches to say machloek is in metzias usually, but here the Gemara it seems to imply it's a machloek is in metzias. Tutanem le alib d'abiruda if nesav choyl is gorer at all or not. Zakti Gemara, but my Yukim to Rabbi Yehuda, you're telling me it's like Rabbi Yehuda, so aim a sefer. It says in the sefer of the same brisa, avoponav yodav ragav mutar, that even though you can't do nesav choil on silver because it's gorer, but you could use ponav yodav raglov and wash your face, even though you have a zuck and a beard, you don't have to worry about hair coming out. You're allowed to wash your face with the detergent with this nesav choil. Avoponav yodav raglov is mutar. Frag the Gemara, homa aveseyar. Lamais, it's possible you remove sar and Dovashem is coming is also. So the Gemara three terutzim. Iboy sem bekotim where he has no facial hair. Iboy sem beisho she doesn't have facial hair. A woman. Iboy sem besoris someone who's sterile. A soris doesn't have facial hair either. Zok the Gemara weiter om Rav Yehuda afal avinta ishori. The particles that come when you crush a brick, when you take a brick and you remove and you crush it. So there's like the dust, the particles that emanate from a brick is shori. You're allowed to use those as a detergent, just like you have choil that you use as a facial detergent. You're allowed to also use the particles of the bricks and use that to wash your face on Shabbos. You don't have to worry about removing hair, even if you have a beard. Zokta ma'om Rav Yosef, kus for the yasmin, the psoilus of sesame seeds is shori. Also you're allowed to use as a detergent. Omarova, afa pilpula, the dust of, meaning the crushed pilpula of peppers, is also allowed to be used as a detergent to wash your face with and have to worry about removing hair. Zog di Gemara, om Rav Sheshes, barda shori. Barda is a type of concoction. The Gemara is going to explain what it's made out of. You're also allowed to wash your face with. Zog di Gemara, my barda, what's his barda? Om Rav Yosef, tilsa ohala. A third of it is aloe, vitilsa asa, a third of it is a hadas, vitilsa sigli, and a third of it is sigli. Zog Rashi, asif shekorin viol, meaning violet. So one third aloe, one third hadas, and one third violet. So if you have those three together, barda is shogi, it's allowed to use it. But if you have more than a third of the barda, more than a third of the of the aloe, then it's also. That's where he makes his sar. Omar Nechemi by Yosef, no. Kol hecha deleka ruba aloe shapidomi. As long as it doesn't have roiv of the aloe, it's also muta. It doesn't have to be a third. It can even be more than a third, as long as it's not roiv. So we have a machloik, it's upon another day, another shita. But barda is muta, either a third or up to less than roiv of aloe. Laloch we paskin in Shin Chavov, that you're allowed to wash your face, ponav yodav raglov, with things that are not meisei sar. So even if you have partially things that are meisei sar, as long as roiv is not, it's mutter. Legabi, combing one's hair, legabi, we said before, abaloi soirik, so you're not allowed to use a brush that's going to remove hair. If it's not going to remove hair for sure, so it's dovashen miskaven. But if it's a psik reisha, avada, then it's also. Zog the Gemara vayit, the boy, my name is Rav Sheshes, they ask Rav Sheshes the following question. Mau liftzoya zeisim b'shabas. If a person allowed to crush zesim on a rack, Zogdrashi, k'delematik mirirusom, in order to remove the bitterness on Shabbos, are you allowed to do this or not? What's the problem? Zogtaisvis, pirish bekuntis, lakoisam alasela lematik mirusom, umibayle. The question is, I also b'Shabbos mishav ya oichlo, v'tikuna oichlo. I'm shaffing the oichlo that I'm making it ready, edible. That is the question, if it's mutter or osa. So, do we say that shav ya oichlo, tikuna oichlo is mutter or osa? Now, really, Shavya or Tikuna Oichla is a sugi later on in Kufnun Hey, to Machlok Zabuda and Rav Huna. And over there, we paskin like Rav Yehuda. So, what's the Mibaya? What's the Shiloh over here? But Akapanam, there's other ways we show him learn the Baya of the Gemara. Tosis says the question is Shavya Oichla. Other we show him learn that it's a Hemshch of the previous sugya. Are you allowed to be Pritzeya Zaysim in order to wash your face with it? Meaning, is it, you have to be choishish about the zesim at Mesa Saranat. We discussed the different detergents before that are mutter or osa. And the question now is, like, that's what the Tais Shonim over here learns. Zok the Tais Shonim, Mefarsh Ri, Ma'alif Tzoyach, Lochuf Ponav Yad V'Raglov, Ki Ahid Le'el, V'Derech Mei Zeisim, Lahavi L'Labein. So the question is it Mutter or not on Shabbos? And then the Gemara asks on this, according to both Tzadim, the Gemara has the following question. Omar Lehu, meaning you ask a question if you're allowed to be Patsy Azesim on Shabbos, either Tkune Oichla, Shavi Oichla, or Ponav Yad V'Raglov to wash, is it mutter to do this in the weekday? You're asking a question about Shabbos. It's a question in the weekday. Why? What's the question? That the reason why it should be also kosovar mishum hefsed oichlin. Because after all, when you're squeezing the olives, part of it is getting lost. It's hefsed oichlin, it's bizui oichlin, it's oilich le'ibud, so it's also to do so even in the choyl. Now that's really good for Tais Shonim's kasha. Why is it called a hefsed oichlin if you're doing it good for a tikkun? I'm utilizing the zeisim in order to be misaken, in order to make it edible. I want to be mematik the merirus, I want to remove the bitterness. So I'm being misaken the oichel, I'm shami the oichel, I'm being pateh the zeisim. So why is that called hefsed oichlin? That's Tais Shonim's kasha. According to Tais's pshat, that first of all, he has a kasha that it should be in dine schita, but Tzvetins, he says, my hefsed oichlin yesh came in she'oysa letaknom. On that, the re-answers in Tais Shonim, it's a question of Liftzoya Yad V'Raglov, and that the Gemara asks on that, it's Nimosin Achila, so you're not allowed to do that in the weekday either, it's a bizarre Oichlin. Zok the Gemara Lema Pliga de Shmuel, meaning, Rav Sheshes just said that the Bechol Mihitiru, they asked Rav Sheshes, Ma'ol Liftzoya Zeisim Shabbos, so he said, Bechol Mihitiru, are we going to assume that Rav Sheshes argues on Shmuel? Why? Because the Omer Shmuel, Oysa Adam Kol Tzarka V'Pas. You're allowed to use and utilize bread for anything you want. Say if you want to use it as a soup bowl and put a soup in there, you want to use for other type of tzarkim, it doesn't make a difference. You can use it as a spoon. Whatever you want to use the pas for, you're allowed to use it. So it's obviously not like Avsheishas. Avsheishas says that it's even B'chol Tzarka. Zok Demoga Amri, no, there's no Raya. Pas lo mi isa, hani mi isa. Pas is not mos. It's not mos. You can even eat the pas after you utilize it as a bowl. You use it as a bowl, cold sock, and then you eat it. It's not mos. Mashiach over here, it's mos. When you take zeisim and pitzei on an oven, it's mos. It's unedible. It becomes mos. So that, avada is it could be also even according to Shmuel. And that's what Rav Sheshes said, ubechol mi itiru. Now, halacha we taka paskin like that in Kufayin Aleph, that kol tzarka you're allowed to do with pas as long as you're not making it mos. If you make it mos, that's bizarre in Eichlin, that you can't do. Now, if the derech ha'olam is to utilize the food for this tashmish, then that gufa is mutter, even if it's not edible and it's mos, but that's gufa the derech that they use it for. Ayin over there in Kufayin Aleph, the Mishabura. Sok the Gemara, amemu mazutu v'ravashi have a yasvi. Aisu l'kamayu balde, they brought the barda. This one-third aloe, one-third hadas, and one-third violet. So they brought this barda, this concoction in front of him. They washed their hands with it. Mazutra lo moshu, didn't want to wash his hands with it. Omrulei, so Amemer Ravashi told Mazutra, why didn't you want to wash your hands? Lo yisova lo ma'alo hodom Rav Sheshes, barda shori. Didn't Rav Sheshes say barda is mutter, so why do you want to use it on Shabbos? Zog the Gemara. Meaning, don't bring any rayas from my zutra that he didn't want to wash his hands on Shabbos. He held it was also even in a weekday. He held that even in a weekday you're not allowed to wash your hands with this type of perfume and detergent. Why? A person allowed to remove galde tzoya, hard piece of tzoya, yaveshim, and galde makar, crust of a petza. Because he has a tzar from it. That is allowed to do. Or as Dr. Tosis, Vim ein lo tzar ach elishim is bayish leilich ben bnei odom, or if he's embarrassed, that's also mutter. Ein lo tzar golem is there. Tzar doesn't mean you have to be physical tzar. It could even be a tzar that you're mevayish to go bnei odom. However, the only tzar is mutter. However, in Bishul Yapis, if you're doing it to beautify yourself, it's usher. Zog Drashi, Bishul Yilbash Gever Simlas Isha. So he held it's usher in a weekday to wash yourself with this bad detergent because of La Yilbash. However, Zog Digamoga, V'inu k'man svila savrua, who did they hold like? The other Amoraim that wash barda. What did they hold? So k'mal k'yohar etanya, reichetzal and ponav yodim raglav b'chol yoyim, b'shvil koinoi, you're allowed to wash your ponav yodim raglav for the Eibishter, because the person is nivra b'tzelam elakim, and mishum shenema kol po'al Hashem l'maneyu. So Mela, you're allowed to wash, you're allowed to beautify yourself for the Eibishter, b'tzelam elakim, and zog rashi v'oid, da roya b'riyo is noyes, oy meboch shekoch aloi bo'y lomoy. People bless the Eibishter and they say Baruch Shekoch Lo Be'Lomoy. So we hold taka that it's mutter b'shvil koinoi. Zok demol vayter abelos ben azayi oimel kupa. If you have this kedera that's sitting in a box, so to speak, that's made out of gizei tzemer, which even though you're allowed to be toimen, but it's mukta because it's meant for weaving. So this kupa that you're toimen around gizei tzemer mata al tzidov enoytel. You can't just remove the gizei tzemer de mukta, but you can tilt the whole kupa with the kedera. And then your noitel, and then you can take out with contents, shema yitol, because if you're going to stam, remove the whole kedera from this kupa, the tzemer might cave in, and then you can't move it, you can't open it up to create this the box area again, because it's muksa. So shema yitol, because if it you take out the kedera, it might cave in, and then you can't be machzrit. Zoktamo, omrav abba, omrav chiyah bar ashi, omrav hakol moidim. Everyone agrees, shem niskalkal haguma shosol hachzir. That everyone agrees that if it's a skalkel, because the Mishnah says, the Chachomim oymin noitlu machzir. Chachomim clearly argue that you're allowed to be machzir. So what's the pshat? Zog the Gemara, no. Everyone agrees, zog mahakom moidim, even Chachomim agree, shim niskalkel aguma, if it caved in, if the gizit tzemek caved in, she'osel achzir, it's mukzi, not to be machzir it. Zog the Gemara, tanan. How do you tell me that everyone agrees? State behedin the mishnah v'chama oimrim noitel umachzil. So hey chidomi, what are we talking about? Either on his kalkalagum if it never caved in. So shapik kamer rabbanon, but not right. So why should Rav Elazar ben Azariah argue? Of course you can put it back. It didn't cave in. Elo la, we talk about that what? That after being skakel aguma, that the chum allow you to return it, even if it was caved in, you're allowed to move it with your hand. Fact the mara luchayre, that doesn't stim what we just said. That everyone agrees that it's mukta. That you're not allowed to machzir it. Zok demar loy. We're not talking about when it's a skalkel. Chomer never matter when it's a skalkel. Lo oilam don't is skalkel, the gumer did not cave in. V'hocha b'choshin k'mifik, the machlokes is, are you choshish that if you remove the kedera, it might cave in, so we don't allow you to take the kedera. Ma'ar sovar, choshin shemen is skalkel, which means it might be in a skalkel. Shemen is skalkel, a gumer will be miskalkel when you pick up the kedera, and it might cave in, and then you might come to move it. U'ma'ar sovar ain't choshin, so we allow you to take the kedera. And we're not choshen will cave in. Obviously, if it caves in, even chom agree, it's also to move. It's mukta. But the question is, are you allowed to pick up the kedera? Are we choshen that it might cave in or not? But everyone agrees that it's mukta if it caved in. Now, the question is, Tosfos has a kasha, that what is the worst that you're doing over here? Tiltum and atzad. The most that you're doing over here is tiltum and atzad. Well, tiltum and atzad is mutta. So why should it be more gara? Why should it be worse than tiltum and atzad? That's mutta. So the Tosfos wants to say over here it's taka worse. Over here it's gora. Here it's more than deltum and atzad. So the Tosfos, ba'afilu rabbi loza ben tadoi da'omar fer kol ha'kelim. Toicha b'kush b'koysho b'kaka v'hein oriz me'alein tiltum and atzad lo yishmei tiltum. V'chein kaimelon hocha odi tvei me'al tiltum and atzad. Here it's worse. She'tzorich l'taltul eilach ve'eilach sh'roitzel ha'atmin. You have to fidget around. You have to move it. That's more than tiltum and atzad. It's not indirectly. That's directly. So that's why it would be a problem. Now the Rambam learns a sugya different, that if it caved in, the reason why it's also not because of the din mukta, because you're being matmin lechatchila b'shabbos. That's why you can't do it. Hatmona b'tchila b'shabbos is also, lechatchila b'shabbos is also. Even ain't a moise of hevel. Zog the Gemara, Omer Avuna, haisli kusto. It's a type of bush that has a very good fragrant, and people take it on Shabbos in order to smell it. Now it's in a pot, and this flower pot has offer all around it. So if you're going to remove it, it's not talking about that it's hushrash. If it's hushrash, it's koitzer. We're talking about that just sitting in this flower pot with the earth around it. See if it's going to lift it. So Rash says, Ilana b'mezes offer, it's mukta. So what do you have to do? This likusa that you want to smell and lift on Shabbos out of the pot. So dotso v'sholfa v'oda dotso shaya. If in ba'oid yoim, you already created a hole, so to speak. You put it in and out. So now when you pick it up on Shabbos, when you lift it, you're not being marchiv the offer. You're not moving the offer. So there's no problem of mukta. That's what Rashi learns in Sugya. That you're not being made this offer because you did this beforehand, before Shabbos ready. Tosfos earlier, on the Mem Daled learned that the problem of of it's not the mezes offer the muktzah shaboy. It's the chayrish shaboy. It's the chayfer guma. It's the minleches chayrisha that you're worried about. That's what you have to do before Shabbos. Dotsa v'hodesh shalf of a dotsa. Zokti gemara v'ilav. And if you didn't do this before Shabbos, then it's osir. Like we said, either because your mezes offer it's muktzah, or because of the melech of chayrisha. Zokti gemara omar shmuel ha'sakina deveni ulbe. If you have a knife that you keep between bricks in order to keep it in a safe place. Dots of a shofar, other dots of shofar. If you removed it and put it back in before Shabbos, then you're not being memachik the avonim. If you love it's osir, or because you're being metalta the avonim, because then you're moving the offer, the afer of the lavonim, the particles of the bricks. So then it will be muktzah, it will be osir. But if you did it beforehand, so then you created this pathway, so to speak, to remove it and to insert it. Now the reason why all the rishonim don't want to say I'll tilt a muktzah because it's really tiltum natzad. So mainly they say it's chayrish or it's boina, whatever you're doing in it's a brick. But mitzad the muktzah shabai, it's still to be natzad. But that's a Rashi learns the sugya. Zokti morgam ba'zutra v'teima Rav Ashi omar, begud yaisa de koni. If you leave the knife between the branches of the konim, of the branches of the palm tree, so then shaper domi, then you don't have to worry about mimachek the klipa from the konim. Because over there, it fits in very good, so you don't have to worry about being memachik it. Avdem fragt the Gemara Kasha, Om le Rav Motchel Rove. Mosiv Rav Ketina Tiufta. We have a Tiufta on this, so we just said. We said that the only way you're allowed to lift this plant is Dotsa v'sholfa v'hada Dotsa. Or the Sakin, we said, Dotsa v'sholfa v'hada Dotsa shori if it bein urva. We see not like that. Why? State in the Mishnah in Kelayim, Hatoimen Lefes v'tznoinois. If someone places a lefes, or tznoinis, or radishes, a parsnip, or radishes under a grapevine, so he just places it there for shmiri. He doesn't plant it. If he plants it, then it's kalayim. So as long as it's partially exposed, in my mitzas olav megulim, ein choshesh. If part of the megulim, or part of the leaves are megulim, you don't have to worry about what, ein choshesh, akman, un alef, un alef, lo mishum kalayim. Because a mice, it's not really a shesila, it's not a grashi, it's not planted, it's just sitting there. So as long as it's exposed, part of the leaves, it's not kelayim. V'loy mishum shviyas, you don't have to worry about planting and shviyas. V'loy mishum meiser, something that you are meiser and replanted, you have to iba meiser. You don't have to say that it becomes bottled again, agav the kaka, and it's like you mean melakat mitchila again, and you have to, because maybe it was nitoisef, and then you have to mima aser again. No, you don't have to worry about that, it's just sitting there, it's not hushrash. V'nitolim b'Shabbos, because it's not hushrash, and you're grabbing onto the chelik that's megula, you're allowed to do this on Shabbos, and we're not choishesh that your mazes the offers of Rashi. So what in slikusa, you don't have to dots of a shelf of all the dots. It says as long as it's the leaves are exposed, you're allowed to pick it up. So tomorrow, v'nitolim b'Shabbos tiufta, so it's a tiufta on the statement that we said before by slikusa, that you have to have dots of a shelf of all the dots. We'll stop over here by the Mishnah, on the top of Nun Aleph Amad Aleph.